Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A settlement has been reached in a class action lawsuit over treating Massachusetts prisoners for hepatitis C. Under the settlement, all Massachusetts inmates with either very advanced or somewhat advanced cases of hep C would be able to receive the expensive treatment within 18 months of the settlement's approval. Joining us to talk about this is Carrie Goldberg, host of WBUR's Common Health. Welcome.
Thanks, Deb.
So what's the story with the settlement?
So the story is that lawyers representing Massachusetts prisoners filed this lawsuit back in 2015, and it has a lot of company. In a half dozen other states, civil liberties groups have brought similar suits to get more prisoners access to new hepatitis C treatments. And it looks like this settlement here in Massachusetts is the first one among these suits.
And these lawsuits are basically in response to the cost, right, of the new hep C drugs, and that prisons were in no rush to pay for these drugs, right?
Right, because of that cost. And it's not just prisons, you know, Medicare and Medicaid were pretty slow off the mark in some cases, too. So the thing is, these new hepatitis C drugs have been around for about 5 years. They have brand names like Sovaldi and Harvoni, and they're called direct-acting antivirals. And they are the poster children for this very American problem we have of high drug prices, because they're great drugs. They can pretty much cure hepatitis C in a few weeks. And, you know, hepatitis C is a serious and potentially life-threatening disease. It can cause liver damage, liver cancer, and it's contagious, by the way, usually through drug injection or blood transfusions. So it's wonderful that we have cures, but they cost a mint.
So roughly how much per patient? Tens of thousands?
Yes, tens of thousands. When Sovaldi was approved almost 5 years ago, it sparked a lot of outrage because it was something like $1,000 per pill. And it worked out to around $80,000 per person for the whole course of treatment. Now, on the other hand, you avoid a lot of long-term treatments.
Like cancer treatments or other things that could happen if it goes untreated.
Right, or the old hepatitis C treatments.
And how many prisoners in Massachusetts are we talking about that need this treatment?
Well, hepatitis C is very prevalent in prisons, especially prevalent. The lawyers for the inmates in this lawsuit estimated that out of 10,000 people incarcerated in state prisons, more than 1,500 have hepatitis C. Here's lawyer Jonathan Shapiro speaking about this settlement that means they'll get more access to these new treatments.
I'm sure it's going to save lives. I'm sure it's going to improve the health and welfare of prisoners. And to the extent that these prisoners are going to be released to society, it's going to improve the health and welfare of the general population.
So, Carrie, it was probably not really a question about health, but it was really about money, right?
Right. And if you do the back of the envelope math, like let's say 1,500 prisoners, and the treatment price has been dropping, but let's call it $50,000 each, 50,000 times 1,500, that's $75 million. That's quite a budget buster. Though now there's another new drug that's closer to $25,000 per patient. So maybe it would be half that, maybe closer to $30 million. It's still a lot of money.
And it's required by law, because prisoners have constitutional rights to get medical treatment, and these new hep C drugs clearly have become the standard of care.
Yes.
But of course, prisoners often don't get the medical care that is standard outside of the prison walls, particularly mental health care, as we know. So
yes.
What exactly does the settlement say that they should be getting?
Well, so it basically divides the prisoners into groups, and it gives timelines for how promptly each group needs to get treated. So those with the most urgent disease will get treatment with the new drugs within 12 months. Those in somewhat less advanced or less urgent condition will get treated within 18 months. And that, we're talking there about 280 prisoners who are already at pretty advanced stages. And then there are other groups with other timelines as well.
So this will definitely happen.
Well, yeah, this settlement still needs to be approved by a federal court, but you've got both sides, the prisoners' lawyers and the Department of Correction, agreeing after a whole lot of negotiations about the particulars and the schedules. So it looks like the hard part is done.
And so what does the Correction Department of the Baker administration say about this?
Well, so their attorneys weren't available to speak today, but a statement from the Baker administration says they're pleased to have reached what they call a fair and equitable resolution, unquote, that will lead to better hepatitis C treatment treatment for inmates. And, you know, talking to Jonathan Shapiro, who represented the prisoners, it sounds like the state wasn't at all dead set against treatment, but it kind of took the suit to move it along.
A lot of credit goes to the Attorney General's office, who took a very positive and proactive role in the negotiations.
So, Deb, now the interesting thing will be to see what happens in other states. There's a big pending lawsuit in Florida, and a judge there has ordered the state to really expand its treatment of the 7,500 or so inmates who have hepatitis C. Now, the Wall Street Journal reports that the Attorney General's office there in Florida estimates that it would cost $200 million to treat all their infected inmates, and the state is calling that an outrageous proposal. The Department of Corrections there has asked for more money from the legislature to cover expanded hepatitis C treatment.
And this is a budget issue. The prison healthcare contractors get a fixed budget.
That's right. And in fact, in Missouri, for example, it's been calculated that if the state treated all 2,500 inmates who have hepatitis C with the drug Harvoni, that would add up to more than the entire Department of Corrections budget for inmate health. So, you know, it's so ironic. Like, the advent of these great new hepatitis C drugs actually led to fewer inmates being treated for hepatitis C.
But you mentioned the price drop, and prices are expected to continue to go down. So could that be, you know, temporary?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think we're going to see more movement in this direction. You know, I also spoke in Florida with Paul Wright, the executive director of the Human Rights Defense Center there in Florida, which advocates for prisoners, including on this national issue of hepatitis C treatment.
We think it's a really good sign and, you know, hopefully the sign of more to come. Whether or not everyone that's affected with it is going to get that treatment, I'm hoping that'll be the case, but so it remains to be seen how quickly that takes place.
And Deb, he says, you know, if even a judge in Florida, in the Deep South, is ruling in favor of prisoners on this issue, that's a strong indicator of where this issue is going.
All right. Gary Goldberg, host of WBUR's Common Health, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Stay with us. Coming up, the latest on the storm and book recommendations for a snow day. I'm Deborah Becker. This is Radio Boston.